This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. Today is the last day Nelson Mandela lies in state in the capital, Pretoria. His body will then be flown to the Eastern Cape near the Indian Ocean coast. And there he'll be buried Sunday in a family plot in his childhood village of Kunu.
We spoke with the current mayor of that district, Nomakosa Zana Meth. She said that like many a great leader, Mandela was shaped by where he came from.
The basic foundation of that leader is home, the family, and the surrounding. You know that you grew up as a farm boy looking after cattle, but it doesn't mean when you are coming from the rural area, then there's nothing that you can do.
NPR's Gregory Warner is in Kunu now and sent this report about what remains a humble village.
I'm walking right now on the rolling hills of Kunu. When I look out, I see cows grazing. I see long-tailed little birds overhead. Not far from here, somewhere, is where Nelson Mandela, as a child, used to graze his family's sheep. And one gets the impression that Kunu hasn't really changed much since then. It's still a poor South African village, scattered farms. It's here, of course, that Nelson Mandela chose to build his retirement home. He was born in nearby Mvezo. But for the past week, the peace and the quiet that usually characterizes this village has been broken. That's a bulldozer that's flattening the muddy ground here in preparation for the military convoys in Mandela's funeral procession. The South African government has been battling time and heavy rains to prepare Kunu for this grand welcome. Thousands are expected to attend the funeral in a village where the only paved roads are a small one leading to Mandela's home and another to the Mandela Museum. Outside the town's only shop, a gas station convenience store, I meet Chris Notangala when he tries to sell me a t-shirt. He and his unemployed friends from Kunu have screen printed 500 of these shirts in hopes of making some cash. This week, for the first time, he says everybody in Kunu has a job doing something around the funeral.
Yeah, everybody's working. I mean, that small town, is as small as it is, it's become like a very busy. It's almost like a city, but only smaller because people don't sleep.
The lack of jobs here in Kunu and in the nearest big town of Mtata is an odd testament to Nelson Mandela's style of leadership. Because in so many places in Africa, it's not uncommon at all to see new presidents showering their tribal home base with development money. Mandela refused that gesture. Ironically, though, his devotion to an egalitarian distribution of funds means that holding a state funeral in this undeveloped village in the rain could be a logistical nightmare.
And it's chaos. The mud, and it's chaos.
100 miles down the road, and there is only one main road. Vossi Forrester stares out the window of his shop, the country kitchen, watching supplies being trucked in for the funeral. Water, food, steel beams for the 4,000-person pavilion, and porta-potties by the truckload.
I must tell you the amount of portable toilets that went past here.
It's just amazing. There's the birthplace of South Africa's greatest citizen, one of the world's greatest citizens, and it's so underdeveloped.
But you know, man, the man is exactly what he stood for. He didn't stood for self-enrichment. He stood for, that's what you see, simplicity. I mean, that's what makes him so great.
Near the gravesite, three sisters and their mother formed a quartet. They're standing in the light rain, singing a song. The chorus translates to, "The sun has set. We've lost a good man." Gregory Warner, NPR News, Kunu.